Before I start reading, I just wanted to thank a couple people too. And even though there's not that many of them, I still wrote their names down because I didn't want to forget all 5 of them. But I'd like to thank my thesis committee, Emily, Kevin, and especially Mark, because I got to read a really long thesis. And I think they thought that I didn't cut out any stories, but there were like at least 5 more stories that weren't even in the first draft, just so you know. And Mark is a great thesis director, so, and even though he's not here, you know, he still read it, but. So I thank my husband, Jamie, and my sister, Natalie, because they're here, and Maggie, but she's not here, so. Let's say I do have some advice for first and second year MFAs that may come in handy for future readings, and that is, do not eat a full course meal before you give a reading in front of other people. This is not a good idea. So, I'm gonna read this story, and I've heard it said that fiction writers don't get it. Like, you know, even though they get to read for the same amount of time, they can never finish a piece. So I'll be reading for half an hour. Just kidding, but I will be reading a whole piece. It's just a short piece, and it's called "Out of the Darkness." Lights flicker. Rain pelts the roof. It is a storm like I haven't seen since the night Haley Johnson died. I've moved on, sure. She was only a college girlfriend, after all. Radio news said, car accident in Morgantown, West Virginia, 1 fatality. I was not her next of kin, just a college boyfriend. So I ended up hearing about it that way, through the impersonal airwaves. Even before they said her name, they said, unidentified 20-year-old female, driving a black sedan that itself on Monongahela Boulevard, and I just knew that Haley was dead. I sat down on my bed in a small crowded dorm room and tried not to cry. I was a college basketball player after all, and I had an image to maintain. Still, it was futile. Even though my roommates were sitting around with their PlayStation games and pre-iPod discmans, I cried anyway. Haley, 2 days before, had sat with me on the small bed as we'd studied for CAD together, and she patiently explained those vanadium oxidation reduction equations. Now, how was I supposed to understand chemistry? I suppose I could get a tutor. I sat there and just wept like I hadn't wept since my grandmother died when I was a boy. Mom was gone, Nate, Mom and Zed. Gone where? When's she coming back? She's not ever coming back. I cried, and Tebow, my wrestling roommate, asked me in a kind but masculine voice, "Hey, big guy, what's wrong?" I choked out the words, "Haley is dead." "Man, I'm sorry," Tebow said, as he downed a second bowl of Fruit Loops in a fluorescent yellow bowl. The artificial multicolors bled into the milk. She was a great girl. All I could think was how, from here on out, we'd always refer to her in past tense, and I protested, "She is a great girl." "Hey, man," Tebow said. He's wearing a t-shirt that said, "I am the Hulk." "It'll be all right." "No," I said, "it won't." The day of her funeral was a brighter day. Spring and flowers bloomed and swept her down her muscular my muscular body. That morning, before the viewing, I had shot hoops, throwing the ball into her rim so hard as if it was responsible for her death. I had pounded that ball against the court instead of pounding my head against the wall like I wanted to. If I'd been a religious man, maybe I would have taken comfort in the flowers, symbols of new life. But I was a college boy, and I loved the girl I loved, and I didn't give a crap about the tulips and the lilies and whatever else they were. All that color, the green and color everywhere. During the mass, the priest had said something about resurrection and called me young man, and this time when I turned out to cry, I succeeded. I walked back to my dorm after the funeral, and I locked myself in my room for 3 days. When I came out, I didn't cry again. I started dating Marilyn, then Marquita. Some of the girls had names I don't even remember. All of them were a blur. When I got them to pull up their shirts and unstrap their bras, I tried not to call out Haley in the darkness. But her face was the only one I saw, and the rest of them didn't matter. It was like they weren't real. It's been 10 years. I'm a personal injury lawyer, have an office on High Street. I come to see that there's so much pain in the world. I'm not the only one to suffer, but someone might as well profit off the suffering of others. And there's no reason that person shouldn't be me. The lights are out now. I stumble downstairs and into the kitchen of my South Park home. It's so dark except for the occasional lightning flashes, which illuminate everything. I reach for the drawer, a candle, a match. I'm about to shut out the darkness, and then I see a flash, a silhouette. It looks like a college girl. It is a college girl. Still the same athlete shape, the familiar blue and gold WVU track shirt, those old running pants, like down the back, blonde hair. There's no ponder on the stomach from 10 years of too much eating, too much drinking, 10 years of trying to forget. It can't be, but maybe it is. Haley, I asked. The sheep doesn't answer. So I reach for it, try to wrap my hands around it. Will it be solid or will my hands go through it as if it's a hologram? Is she real or just a projection, an illusion? No matter how badly I've wanted this, I've never been able to conjure her into being before. To my relief, she is solid, she is woman, she is girl. Even if she says nothing, I'm glad to hold her. I let the tears flow. She wipes them from my cheek. Her touch feels motherly, comforting. Another flash, a baby. Haley picks them up and holds them. The boy vanishes as if he never was. He feels only half real. She motions for something, paper. She writes. I can't see what it says in the darkness. She sets the paper down on the table. She reaches for me, holds me until the wind and the rain stop. When the lights come on, she is gone, but I feel the trace of her filling the house with a comforting energy. I walk outside to survey the damage. The neighbor's roof has nearly been blown off, but mine is intact. I walk back in. Down the table is a paper with her handwriting, clear blue ink. It says, had I lived, we would have fallen apart. Nathan, it's time to put the past to rest. I run my fingers over the paper, the last memento of Haley. Once, while we were shopping at some Appalachian craft store downtown, she was buying a Christmas present for her mother and said, it's an ideal of the past, don't you think? I mean, childhood, it wasn't really all that great. I was awkward and gawky. How about you? I don't know. I don't think it was so bad. But would you want to be back there now if you could? No, because it's done, and now I'm here with you. Even if I wasn't here, would you want that time back? I mean, really? No, I admitted. Haley put down the old-timey $500 boat she was holding. I think I want to get my mother something more modern. In the end, she picked up some Fiesta ware, a set of plates and mugs. It was likely the last present she ever gave her mom. After her death, I don't think her parents used it. Instead, they probably embalmed it in a china cabinet along with all her pictures, carefully preserved in photo albums with plastic sleeves. A few years later, I saw her parents. They were back in Morgantown in cotton t-shirts and sunglasses and long shorts. They came to visit Haley's grave. They buried her here because they said she loved the mountains, the river. She was happy here, they said. I hold a note and stare at it, debating what to do. I won't tell the story. It's too strange to be believed. So I take the note, sit it on the porch. The wind will take it where it will. I imagine the note blowing through Morgantown in another burst of rain, flying all the way down to the river and the water and the earth. She is part of that now in a way I'm not. The separation feels complete. So I leave the note, water already smearing the ink, on the porch, and I walk over to the neighbor's house. I want to see if anyone is home, if I can do anything to help with the repairs.